On the last day of August, we're looking ahead to a whole lot of key economic data out this week. I'm Noelle King, in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Wall Street rang the opening bell about 20 minutes ago, so let's go straight to the numbers. The Dow is down 0.9%. That's about 154 points. The S&P is down 0.75%. The NASDAQ is down almost 0.5%. Joining us with a little context on the numbers is Quincy Crosby. She's a market strategist with Prudential Financial. Good morning, Quincy.
Good morning.
So it's the last day of August, and we're maybe through the summer doldrums. What are you watching for as we head into the first week of September?
So this week, we have everything from this morning, the Chicago Purchasing Managers Index, which is a read on manufacturing and the service sector. We also have construction spending, and we have the Beige Book coming out. That is an up-to-date anecdotal report of how the U.S. economy is doing all over the country. And we also have, if we get to the end of the week, payroll numbers. Are Americans getting more jobs? It is extremely important, not just for our market, but global markets.
We've all been keeping an eye on the Fed and a possible interest rate hike, and we've been hearing September, September, September for quite a long time now. Where does the Fed stand after this weekend?
Stanley Fischer, the number two at the Fed, put it back on the table. He didn't give it a yay. He didn't give it a nay. But he said, we're watching the data, and September is a possibility. It didn't mean it's going to happen, but we know from what the Fed has been telling us, they'd like to begin sometime this year.
A possibility. All right. Quincy Crosby is a market strategist at Prudential Financial. Quincy, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
President Obama is in Alaska this week to talk about climate change. Some environmentalists are a little puzzled by his timing. They point out that Obama's visit comes just 2 weeks after the U.S. government gave Shell the green light to drill for oil and gas 70 miles off Alaska's coast. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
Just like last year, thousands of walruses are coming ashore in Alaska. They're reacting to disappearing ice because of climate change. Jesse Morris is a scientist with the University of Utah.
It's challenging for us to wrap our minds around these low-frequency changes that have happened in the high latitudes for a long time.
Morris says people in the Arctic aren't just talking about climate change, they live it. So it sounds like it's time to develop a plan. The president is using the word strategy.
I don't know what it means.
Dr. Stephen Langdon is a cultural anthropologist at the University of Alaska, Anchorage.
If that word means anything, it's going to have to address numerous different kinds of topics.
Like an expanding Northwest Passage and sovereignty in terms of who controls the waters of an Arctic Ocean that was forever not really an ocean. Not to mention the ongoing debate about drilling for oil both in Alaska and offshore in the Arctic. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
And there's some more energy news this morning. The Italian energy group, Eni, says it has discovered what may be the world's largest natural gas field off of Egypt's coast. Eni says the field could hold 30 trillion cubic feet of gas. Egyptian officials were quick to note that whatever is extracted will be used for Egypt's needs only. These are the last days of summer and maybe the last chance for a while to stick your toes in the ocean or camp under starry skies. But your flight out to your favorite vacation spot may be cramped and expensive. And if you happen to catch recent headlines about record profits for the airline industry, that might feel a little unfair. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you upgraded to an even more space seat, you're welcome to board at this time.
Alice Friedman isn't getting in that pre-boarding line. She didn't want to pay extra to board early or check a bag this flight because she's just taking a quick hop from New York to Massachusetts. But she would pay for more space if she were going to, say, Europe. She gets the airlines need to make money, but when she reads about their improving bottom line...
It's not exactly unfair, but it does create all sorts of problems, for the ordinary traveler, right? This sort of casual traveler or people with kids.
2015 is looking like a good year for the industry, says Jean Medina with the trade group Airlines for America. Profits are up about 5% for the first half of the year compared with the same period last year.
And largely that was driven this year by a drop in fuel prices.
Helene Becker covers airlines for Cowen and Company. She says fuel savings usually take a quarter to show up in ticket prices.
Ticket prices are down 3.5% year to date. It may feel to some people that they're paying more, but when you look at the absolute numbers, they're not.
Those fares don't include things consumers now have to pay for separately. But Becker says it makes sense to ask people to pay for the things they want.
You know, you can stay in a Ritz-Carlton or you can stay in a Motel 6.
She says airlines are companies, not public utilities.
The fact is, it's in many ways a utility that is treated as a free enterprise.
Bill McGee with Consumer Reports says because of consolidation in the industry, airlines don't have the competition they used to, and people have fewer choices. When he looks at ticket prices relative to the cost of oil,
there has been a slight decrease, but it is no way correlated with the savings that they've seen in fuel.
Plus, McGee says with the fees and extras, it can be hard for consumers to figure out what their final fare might be, which makes it hard for them to price shop. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
The EU said today that it will hold an extraordinary emergency session in 2 weeks' time to discuss possible solutions to the union's migration crisis. Germany, France, and the UK offered one suggestion today: better processing of migrants in Greece and Italy, which are the main landing points for many people. Coming to you from studios at Montclair State University in New Jersey, I'm Noelle King with the Marketplace Midday Update. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.